Good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here again with you.
弟兄姊妹下午好，很高兴再次回到你们当中。
Now my last few sermons have been on the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is a gospel of metaphors. The Gospel of Mark, on the other hand, is a gospel of action. It's a fast-paced and action-oriented narrative.
我最近几次的讲道都是有关约翰福音的。约翰福音是一部比喻或者隐喻的福音。另一方面，马可福音是一部行动的福音，它是一个快节奏、以行动为导向的叙述的故事。
Now, chapter 1 of Mark's Gospel gives us a brief thumbnail sketch of the ministry of John the Baptist, how he proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Though how the sins were forgiven is not clear. John also said that someone was coming after him who would not baptize with water, but would baptize with the Holy Spirit.
马可福音的第一章给我们简要概述了施洗约翰的施工，他如何宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。尽管罪是如何被赦免的，并没有说清楚。约翰还说，有一位在我后来的，在我以后来的，他不会用水施洗，而是要用圣灵施洗。
Mark then introduces Jesus in the start of his ministry in the region of Galilee, where Mark says that Jesus proclaimed the good news. But Mark does not define what that good news was.
接着马可介绍了耶稣在加利利地区的开始了他的施工。马可说耶稣在那里宣告了大好消息，但马可并没有定义什么是好消息。
The truth is that the start of Jesus' ministry was confined to a rather small, out-of-the-way triangle bounded by the towns of Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Chorazin that's on the north side of the Sea of Galilee. This is the area described in a vision in the 9th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah.
事实上，耶稣开始的传道是局限在一个相当小的偏僻的三角地带，就是位于加利利海的北侧，由加百农、伯塞大、格拉申三个城镇包围着。那么这个区域就是以赛亚书第九章所描述的地区。我们看看先知所看到的是什么。
This is what the prophet Isaiah saw. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
就是先知以赛亚在九章一到二节说的，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，幕后却使这沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The road called the Way of the Sea goes right through this geographic triangle where Jesus started his ministry. And as we will see, God does honor this obscure region and sends them a great light.
这条被称为沿海的道路正好穿过耶稣开始传道的这个地理上的三角地带。正如我们将看到的，上帝确实尊荣这个偏僻的地区，并向他们发出了大光。
As I said in the opening of his gospel, Mark does not define this good news that Jesus is proclaiming. But Mark does describe what Jesus does that is good news to the people of this region. Jesus heals many people and casts out demons of others.
正如我所说的，在马可福音书的开篇，马可并没有给耶稣所宣讲的好消息下个定义，但是马可确实描述了耶稣所做的对这个地区的人来说是都是好消息的事情。耶稣医治了许多的人，而且从一些人身上赶出了污鬼。
Now this healing ministry caused a problem. Everyone flocked to Jesus to be healed. And that meant many places became very crowded, and not everyone who wanted to be healed could actually get in to see him. And that brings us to our text this afternoon. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. So please stand for the reading of God's word.
弟兄姊妹请起立，我们一会儿会读上帝的话。现在这个医治的事工带来了一个问题，所有的人都蜂拥而至的到耶稣这里来寻求医治，这就意味着这个地方变得非常的拥挤，并不是每个想要被医治的人都能够真正的进去见到耶稣。这就带来了我们今天下午的经文，就是马可福音二章一到十二节的经文。
Now a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them.
过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农。人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有了空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。
Some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on.When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven.
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多，不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都坠下来了。耶稣看见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？他说了健忘的话，除了神以外。”谁能赦罪呢？
Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, Your sins are forgiven? Or to say, Get up, take your mat and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”或对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”或说：“起来，拿着你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？”但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说。
So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up."Take your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, We have never seen anything like this.
就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来，拿着你的褥子回家去吧。 那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：“我们从来没有见过这样的事。”
And so ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
我们上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄们，请坐。
So let's imagine for a moment this scene where Jesus is teaching in a crowded room, and all of a sudden the flat roof above starts to be taken apart, and when it is opened enough, someone is lowered on a pallet into the midst of the crowd. This would tend to throw focus from the teacher, wouldn't it?
让我们想象这样一个场景，耶稣正在一个拥挤的房间里讲道，突然间房子上面的平顶开始被拆开，当屋顶被拆到足够大的时候，有人被放在褥子上坠下来到人群中间，这会让人们把注意力从老师的身上移开，不是吗？
So we can imagine, once it started, everyone just sat there and watched what was happening. And once the paralytic was laid on the floor, all eyes turned back to Jesus to see what he was going to do.
所以我们可以想象到，一开始每个人都坐在那里看着发生的一切，瘫痪者被放在地板上后，所有人的目光都转向耶稣，看他要做什么。
What Jesus did actually was somewhat surprising. In fact, he didn't do anything. Instead, he said something. He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
耶稣所做的其实令人惊讶，事实上他什么都没有做，相反他说了一些话，他说：“孩子，你的罪赦了。”
Now this clearly must have surprised the friends of the paralytic who went to such trouble to bring the man before Jesus. They wanted a healing. They weren't concerned about having his sins forgiven.
这显然让摊子的朋友们感到惊讶，他们费了很大的力气才把摊子带到耶稣面前，他们想要的是治愈摊子，他们并不关心他的罪是否得到赦免。
But it was even more surprising to the theologians in the crowd for a different reason. Saying that you can forgive sins was blasphemy, for only God can forgive sins.
但让人群中的神学家们更为惊讶的另外一个原因，不同的原因，说你可以赦免罪，就是对神的亵渎，因为只有上帝才能够赦罪。
Now Mark tells us that Jesus knew their thoughts, and then he did another surprising thing. He put a strange question to them, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk.
马可告诉我们，耶稣知道他们的想法，他做了另外一件惊讶的事情，他向他们提出了一个奇怪的问题，你们的罪赦了和站起来行走哪一样更容易呢？
The question of what is easier to say was probably not the first thing I would expect. But how do you answer Jesus' question? If it's just a matter of the difficulty of saying something, it doesn't take a lot more effort to say either one of these phrases.
更容易说的话可能不是我所期盼的第一件事情，但你如何回答耶稣的问题呢？如果这只是说某件事情，只是说某事的困难问题，那么说出这两个阶段任何一个事都不需要花费很大的精力。
But if it's a matter of doing what one says, then in this case it was quite a challenging thing. Only God can forgive sin, and only a person who was sent and empowered by God with a new message can perform miracles of healing. So both of these are rather difficult to do, and it is probably not what Jesus meant.
但如果是一个说到 就必须做到的问题。那么在这种情况下，这就是一件相当具有挑战的事情了，因为只有上帝才能够赦免罪孽，也只有一个人，就是被上帝差遣赋予了新的信息的人，才能够施行医治的神迹。所以这两件事都相当的难做，这可能不是耶稣的意思。
The most likely point Jesus was trying to make probably had to do with the observable result of what was said. If one says, your sins are forgiven, how does anyone know whether that has actually happened? We can't see whether God has forgiven our sins. It's something spiritual, not observable. So in one sense, it's easy to say that because no one can prove whether what was said happened or not.
耶稣是有可能想要表达的观点，可能与他说完话后所观察到的结果有关。如果有人说你的罪被赦免了，那么谁又知道这真实的发生了呢？我们无法看到上帝是否赦免了我们的罪，因为这是属灵层面的东西，无法用观察到。因此从某种意义上说这句话很容易，因为没有人能够证明说过的话是否发生了。
But if one says get up and walk, well, it's going to be pretty clear whether the paralyzed person could do that. He either got up and started walking or he didn't. The result of what was said was physical and observableAnd if what one said didn't happen, then Jesus would look like a fool or someone who was a false prophet.
但是如果有人说站起来行走，那么瘫子是否能够做到这一点就一目了然了。他要么站起来开始走路，要么走不了。所说话产生的结果是肉眼可以观察到的。如果一个人说的话没有发生，那么耶稣在这里就被看起来像个傻瓜或者是一个假先知。
So in that sense, it's more difficult to say get up and walk than it is to say your sins are forgiven. Jesus is therefore saying, if I can do the more difficult observable thing, I can surely do the easier unobservable thing, at least in this way of framing the question.
因此从这个意义上说，站起来行走比你的罪被赦免了更难。因此耶稣的意思是说，如果我能够做更难的更可见的事情，我也一定能够做到更容易更不可见的事情，至少在这个问题上是这样的。
And that is how Jesus ultimately resolves the matter. He says to the paralyzed manAnd to the crowd, so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, I tell you, get up and take your mat and walk. And the paralytic got up and walked, and everyone was amazed.
这就是耶稣最终解决这个问题的方式。他对瘫子和众人说，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，我吩咐你起来，拿着你的褥子回家去吧。瘫子就站起来行走了，以致众人都很惊奇。
What we have to notice here is that Jesus has done a very sly thing. By healing the man with this framing of the issue, Jesus has proven the point that he is the Son of Man.The divine being mentioned in the book of Daniel, who has now come to earth with a mission to forgive sins.
在这里我们必须注意的是，耶稣做了一件非常巧妙的事情，通过提出这样的问题的方式来治愈这个瘫子。耶稣就是要证明一个重点，他是人子，他也是但以理书中所提的神子，他现在来到地上，就是要肩负着赦罪的使命。
It is in this statement that Jesus defines the good news. The good news is that God has become man and dwelt among us. And further, that his mission and purpose is to forgive us our sins. And this is more important than being healed or having demons cast out.
正是这句话中，耶稣定义了好消息。大好的消息就是上帝已经成为人，他住在我们中间，而且他的目的和使命就是要赦免我们的罪，这比医治和赶鬼更为重要。
All those miracles of healing and exorcism were quite helpful to the people who received them. And they clearly showed that Jesus was a new messenger of God. And just as importantly, showed that God cared about these people.
所有这些医治和赶鬼的神迹都是对领受的人大有好处，大有帮助。这些清楚地表明了耶稣是上帝差派的新的使者，同样重要的是表明了上帝关心他的子民。
But the big problem was that all those people Jesus healed were still going to die. All those people were going to face the judgment of God. All those people were going to have to account for their sins on that day of judgment.And none of them would be able to stand the scrutiny of God on that day. And they would receive God's punishment for their sins.
但最大的问题是，耶稣治愈的所有的人都仍然会死。所有的这些人都要面临上帝的审判。所有的这些人将在审判日为自己的罪孽负责。在审判日，他们中没有一个人能够站在圣洁的上帝面前，因为他们将受到上帝对他们罪孽的刑罚。
See, this is the big issue that our faith addresses. Our sin, and what that means before a holy God. We may try to minimize it. We may try to forget about it.But every now and then we sense our guilt and our fear of eternal condemnation hangs over us. And the fact that we all die is a further indication that we are under God's judgment.
你瞧，这是我们的信仰所需要解决最大的问题。我们的罪孽在圣洁的上帝面前意味着什么呢？我们可能会试图淡化我们的罪，或者我们可能试图忘记这些罪，但时不时的我们会感到罪的内疚和永恒定罪的恐惧笼罩着我们。我们都会死去这一个事实，就进一步表明我们正处在上帝的审判之下。
But by the second person of the Godhead taking on flesh and so becoming the Son of Man.And ultimately dying for us that our sins may be forgiven. Jesus is taking away this unremovable threat of eternal death and the judgment that has always been hanging over us.
但是借着三位一体第二位格的圣子道成肉身的人子并最终为我们的罪而死使我们的罪孽得到宽恕耶稣消除了一直笼罩在我们头上那个永恒的死亡和审判的威胁。
This should give us great cause for rejoicing. The prophet Isaiah, when he mentioned there was going to be a great light on the land of Galilee, also described the result. Here's what else the prophet foretold.
这应该让我们感到无比的欢欣。先知以赛亚在提到加利利地将出现一道大光时，也描述了一样的结果。那么，先知还预言了些其他什么样的事情呢
？Here's what the prophet said: You, O God, have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as a people rejoice at harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor.
就是先知以赛亚在九章三到四节预言的，你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掠掳物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
Now this prophecy refers back to the book of Judges and the great victory over the Midianites that God miraculously worked through Gideon. Up to that point, the Israelites lived in fear of the Midianite raiders coming and taking away all the produce of their land and leaving them to starvation and possible death.
这个预言是指向士师记中，是上帝借着基甸奇迹般的战胜了米甸人的那个伟大的胜利。那么在这个之前，以色列人一直生活在恐惧之中，恐怕害怕米甸人的强盗来抢走他们土地所出产的，让他们挨饿甚至死亡。
But in the day of Midian, when Gideon and his small band destroyed the Midianites, that threat was gone and the people rejoiced. And so we too should rejoice because Jesus has taken away the threat of condemnation from us because he, the Son of Man, has power on earth to forgive sins.
但是在米甸的日子，当基甸和他的小团队消灭米甸人的时候，这种威胁就消失了。人们欢欣鼓舞，我们今天也要欢欣鼓舞，因为耶稣已经带走了我们被定罪的威胁，因为他人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
We need to go back to Jesus' surprising question. Wow, it's easier to say your sins are forgiven. Actually, forgiving sins is harder to do. Forgiving sins always required the shedding of innocent blood on behalf of those who committed sin. And that is what Jesus was going to do. He who was innocent died for the sins of his people who clearly were not innocent. It was a very hard thing to do on our behalf. And that is the essence of what the good news is about.
我们需要回到耶稣那个令人惊讶的问题上来。虽然说你的罪赦免了，可能是比较容易的，但真正做到赦罪却是很难。赦免罪孽总是要为犯下罪孽的人流出无辜人的鲜血，而这正是耶稣要做的。他是无罪的，却为他的子民的罪而死，而他的子民显然不是无辜的。这就是他为我们所做的一件非常难的事情，这也是大好消息福音的本质所在。
But forgiving our sins is only the beginning of Jesus' mission. He also wants to break the power of sin in our lives. His miracles of healing and exorcism give a hint to that. For sickness and being under the yoke of Satan are part of the outcome of the fall of humans into sin.
但赦免我们的罪只是耶稣使命的开始，他还要打破罪恶的权势，他所行的医治和赶鬼的神迹就表明了这一点。因为疾病和被撒旦束缚是人类犯罪后的结果之一。
Jesus, however, wants to go further. He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit to change us from being sinful people into people who are righteous before God and with one another. People who start to create peace on earth to replicate the peace they now have found with God through Christ.
然而，耶稣想要更进一步，他用圣灵为我们施洗，把我们从有罪的人变成在上帝面前和彼此之间看为义的人。这些人开始在地上创造和平，复制他们现今记着基督在上帝那里找到的和平。
And this is hinted at also in Isaiah's prophecy. For the prophecy continues, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. This is a vision of peace. No more war. It speaks to the peace of God in our hearts and the peace of God that we create with others through love and forgiveness.
以赛亚先知预言了，暗示了这一点。预言说到，在以赛亚书九章五节，战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并在那滚在雪中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。这里是一个和平的愿景，不再有战争。它道出了上帝的和平在我们的心中，以及我们通过爱和宽恕与他人共同创造出上帝赐给我们的和平。
But have no doubt, this only comes through Jesus, the Son of Man, who comes to forgive sin and to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
但毫无疑问，这只有通过人子耶稣才能够实现。他来了，赦免我们的罪恶，并用圣灵为我们施洗。
And Isaiah's prophecy ends this way to prove the point that all this comes through Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God. For the prophecy ends this way: For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
以赛亚的预言是这样结束的，用以证明这一切都是通过耶稣人子和神子来实现的。因为这个预言是这样说的：因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And it continues, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor.Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of His government and peace, there will be no end.
他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。他的政权和平安必加增无穷。
And it finishes, He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness.From that time on and forever.
最后说到，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The good news is that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive our sins.And also that his kingdom will be full of justice and righteousness and remain forever. Let us greatly rejoice in these truths.
大好的消息就是，人子在地上有赦免我们罪孽的大能，而且他的国度将充满正义和公义，并永远长存。让我们在这样的真理里面欢欣鼓舞。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son to take on human flesh, live among us, and die for our sins. We thank you that he has been raised to life and sits on the right hand of the throne of God, and will one day come again with the clouds of heaven.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你差遣你的儿子成为人的样子。住在我们中间，并为我们的罪受死， 我们感谢你，你已经复活，坐在上帝宝座的右边，有一天将要驾着天云再来。
Help us to embrace him in great faith and earnestness, like the friends of the paralytic strive so hard to help their needy friends. In Jesus' name, Amen.
请帮助我们以极大的信心和热诚拥抱你，就像摊子的朋友们努力帮助他们有需要的朋友一样。我们这样的祷告是奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.